Shalom, servants of our Lord, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my very best friend and Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, honey, and bless all the listeners tonight, and may the armor of the light of Christ envelop you all as we pierce the darkness, for it is this generation who he has chosen to be alive in such a time as this. Believe on that as we pray.
Abba, Father, we thank you for your unending grace that sustains us, empowers us, and inspires us to finish the race you have set before your righteous ones. Yes, these are difficult days, but we will not falter in sharing the truth, if only to sow seeds for the future tribulation saints to remember when judgment comes upon the world. Until that shofar sounds, we ask for divine wisdom and extra discernment as the father of lies infiltrates every facet of our lives. We lift up to you our listeners' prayer requests and for the salvation of all our loved ones. We bless you, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
And amen to that.
Okay, what's with the Israel's election? Any results yet?
Well, just as we said last week, that Bibi has now really only 3 weeks to form his government, so nothing sure yet. But he is working hard on that.
As in briberies?
Well, absolutely. Meanwhile, there was an Israeli attack on Iran's nuclear site last week.
Which is not the first.
And certainly won't be the last. As well, IDF, or the Israeli Defense Force, conducts major military exercises on the Golan Heights as tensions with Syria and Lebanon are really escalating.
And tomorrow is a special anniversary.
Yes, it is. Beginning at sundown till Thursday at sundown, Israel celebrates her 73rd year of statehood. You know, like when the fig tree started growing her leaves?
Ah, yes. The prophecy by Jesus in Matthew 24.
Which started to be fulfilled in 1948.
So how long is, in this particular context, is a generation?
Well, according to Psalm 90 and verse 10, the days of our lives averages between 70 and 80 years. So adding 80 to 1948, you get 2028.
Does that include the tribulation?
Well, we would assume so, because Jesus said it right after he summarized the tribulation, which could mean maybe this fall, the rapture might happen.
That would be very sweet.
Well, almost every day another sign manifests, like those recent volcanoes.
Yeah, 4 still going on right now.
And they all broke out in 2 days, March 11th and 12th, and that's a first. There was 2 in Indonesia, 1 in Solomon Islands, and a very big one which actually re-erupted yesterday in the United States on an island off southern Hawaii called St. Vincent.
And they are expecting many more.
Well, due to the increased earthquakes, which can trigger a volcano. And according to news reports, I read that only the vaccinated were allowed to board the ship for people to leave the island due to the enormous amount of volcano ash, which spewed everywhere. And it was causing them choking and breathing and all that poisonous chemicals. So I don't know. But anyway, speaking of vaccines, it is sad that Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, a now obvious puppet of the globalists, has made it mandatory for all citizens to be vaccinated. Or you really have no freedoms.
Well, even though another girl just died in Israel.
Yes, only 22 years old within 2 weeks of receiving her second Pfizer shot. But they blamed it on a heart condition.
Family says she was very healthy till then.
Oh, they'll never tell you the truth, and instead they'll just blame it on other things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. I hear that China is stepping up its game over Taiwan.
Yes, although for now could just be another war rumor that Jesus predicted in Matthew 24, because it is unlikely that China at this time would want to cause any international chaos before their Olympics next February, I believe it is. But I must also say there are some reliable sources who are thinking China will eventually do something, but more as a bait to the United States to enter a war over protecting Taiwan.
Well, you know, China does have Biden in their pocket.
For sure. And are acting very proudful right now, as we saw in their meeting in Alaska.
Well, China's ultimate goal is to own us.
Yes. So if they can draw in our military into Taiwan, China believes they could wipe them out, and we would be left pretty defenseless then over here. As well, China is hell-bent on committing genocide to depopulate, probably through another bioengineered virus that they will be sure originates from a different country.
Perhaps Australia.
Maybe, because China pretty much already owns Australia.
Or maybe Ebola from Africa.
God only knows, but again, most of this will probably occur in the beginning of the tribulation.
After we leave.
Luke 21:36 says we will escape.
And Matthew 6, Jesus said to worry for nothing.
And I'm standing on his word.
And perhaps another war rumor is over Ukraine and Russia?
Well, what do you think?
Well, Russian forces have increased on their borders.
True. Actually, more than any time since 2014, when Russia annexed Crimea, when Obama Biden did nothing. And when asked about this, Moscow said they really would just like two separate Ukrainian regions, west and east, to separately hold local elections and govern themselves, but not for the eastern area to break away from Ukraine completely. Just remain semi-independent.
Why do you think?
Well, so they can be used by Russia, of course, to influence political developments within Ukraine.
Oh, like blocking any moves to join NATO.
Exactly, and that is the bottom line. Okay, new topic.
Well, there are those who are having dreams of President Trump returning as president and very soon.
Yes, and this is where discernment really is important. You know, anyone can have a dream and think it's from the Lord, but often it's not. We think because we are a good and true Christian that our enemy sleeps when we do.
He does not.
In fact, our adversary can influence your dreams and give you vivid thoughts just like he can when you are awake. But since we are a Christian and we think we can't even be tempted, even though Jesus was.
Are we better than he?
No. Anyway, how much does the devil enjoy making fools out of Christians when they misspeak? This time, to insist Trump will be back within a few months, they say? I have to highly question that.
Oh, that's the adversary's M.O., is to discredit Christians.
But I have to say, we will very happily apologize if we're incorrect.
Yes, gleefully.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, we had to say all that first, because in Matthew 24, deception was Yeshua's first mention on his list of signs to watch for. However, the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, bless his heart, he's been really taking the bull, or should I say the devil, by the horns, and is doing everything he can to discredit the 2020 elections and insists he has more verified evidence of voter fraud and that the Supreme Court will now have no choice but to look at the undeniable evidence.
Well, pray victory for him.
Yes, and those fighting alongside him, because that would really be nice if somehow Biden and Kamala are both removed.
Is that even a legal possibility?
Well, Apparently, if they could prove a constitutional crisis using a certain legal maneuver called a writ of quo warranto, which can be used to challenge the validity of a public official's right to hold office.
So, we'll see.
Yes. And either way, it's a win-win situation.
Would you like to explain that further?
I would. First of all, we trust God's will to be done to fulfill prophecy. If Trump miraculously does regain his presidency, we would expect to have another few years of happy. But if not, and evil continues to have its way, then I have to assume Jesus is closer than most think. So, do I want President Trump back, or do I want Jesus?
That's a rhetorical question.
I know. But we should all be asking ourselves, are we longing for our groom to call us up, really? Keeping in mind 2 Timothy 4:8, honey, please read that, but begin in verse 5.
But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions.
That's a reminder that Christians will suffer afflictions, but we should consider it an honor to be tested.
Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry.
And by the way, every Christian has their own particular calling to fulfill in the body of Christ. Verse 6.
For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. Verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
And here's the best part. Verse 8.
Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
Think about that. The crown of righteousness goes to those who are longing for his appearing. Let's do one more. I love Hebrews 9:28.
So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many to those who eagerly wait for him.
Did you hear that? Eagerly wait for him.
He will appear a second time apart from sin for soteria.
Yes, soteria is the Greek word, number 4991, meaning to rescue for safety, or to be delivered from. Now, most of your translations use the word salvation, which when casually reading, one might assume it means our regular salvation in Jesus. But that's a different word. That's soterion, number 4992. And actually, when carefully read, you do see it describes two events. So let's read that again with the better word.
Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly await for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, to rescue.
Hallelujah. Now be sure to note that in your Bibles. So bottom line, let go and let God. Let God decide who our president should be for such a time as this on his schedule, and rejoice, for our rescue is looking to be soon at hand.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. Be sure to tell your friends to tune in every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on WHKRadio.com or in Cleveland on Radio 1220 AM. You can send questions by email at Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are greatly appreciated, which automatically adds your name to our mailing list for our monthly prophetic news and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the radio programs and newsletters are archived for your added learning.
So take advantage of those resources, and they're still free.
Okay, any updates on the vaccines?
Well, yes. besides AstraZeneca, now Johnson & Johnson has suspended its vaccines. You've probably heard about this. And it's due to blood clots in the brain, I guess. But there is some good news. The WHO has decided to not mandate vaccine passports at this time. The spokeswoman said, and I'm going to quote her, she said, "We are saying at this stage that we would not like to see the vaccination passport as a requirement for entry or exit because we are not certain that the vaccines prevents transmission."
Well, now that's a statement.
Right. They're not sure if it even prevents transmission. So millions of people are getting jabbed for maybe nothing.
Well, it's supposed to be less severe if you do get COVID after the shot.
Well, let me just say, I would rather get COVID than inject that bioengineered nanoparticle foreign substance into my temple.
Although, we shouldn't get COVID.
Well, I really believe that because you and I have painstakingly nourished our natural inert immune systems, which this messenger RNA would definitely mess with. So when a different strain or even another microscopic critter comes along, which evil men could once again unleash, our immune system won't expel it, and we would need still another shot for that.
You know, it will be never ending.
I agree, because they are already telling us another wave is coming. And they know that because they are the authors of it, it will come. Sorry, Saints, but we cannot sugarcoat what's going on here. We are in a fierce battle with the principalities and high places whose goal is depopulation, and that's just a fact.
And Scripture backs that up in Revelation 6 and Revelation 9.
And another thing about the vaccine is that there are many reports of people getting COVID soon after they are vaccinated. But they just blame it on a mutant strain, when it is probably from the shot itself. But don't worry, the boosters are coming. Or other officials are claiming that the new cases must have been lingering infections that were present before the person was injected.
Or they were initially asymptomatic.
Yeah. Oh, and weren't the vaccines supposed to prevent hospitalizations?
I'll ask Michigan about that.
Yeah, who are leading the nation, actually, in vaccinations, along with their continuous lockdowns, distancing, and mask mandates, which obviously aren't working, when Florida and Texans are open for business and cases have fallen. There's a Dr. Yaden, Pfizer's former vice president, but now he's a whistleblower. He warns us that governments and big pharma will continue to deceive, to control, discriminate, oppress, harass, divide, and segregate people using discriminatory lockdowns, DNA swabs, mask mandates, and other medical edicts that falsely imprison people, deprive them of due process and civil liberties. He says it's a pathway to enslave people, kill people, and cover up their crimes.
And there's no liability.
Right. A well-thought-out scheme by the rulers of darkness.
But it will all end one day.
Well, Revelation 19 tells us that when we return with him, then as his wife, verse 7, he gathers all the birds of the field to eat the flesh of the wicked kings, captains, and mighty men. And the beast and the false prophet are thrown in the lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the dragon Satan is chained in the bottomless pit till he's released at the end of the millennium for one more chance to deceive those humans on the earth at that time. This is so those mortal people will also have a choice who they want to serve. And then Satan joins the beast and the false prophet in the lake of fire, and there they remain forever and ever as eternity rolls on. So a lot of people ask me, well, what happens after that? Well, God has another plan, but that's still a secret. But we will live forever in his presence, and that, my friends, is worth everything we must endure till that trumpet sounds. In our last few minutes, let me remind you that we have always had demonic people doing unheard of things. I know we can't seem to fathom how a human being can be so diabolical, especially when it comes to our leaders and government or even a so-called religious figure. But that's what devils do. They infiltrate everything. That's why discernment and knowing the Word of God is imperative. They are monsters in human faces. And in any crisis, governments can manipulate the masses for power and control, which principalities thrive on as a menace to freedom. Gruesome experiments are done all the time. Look at the dangerous chemtrails landing on our soil and foods and the GMO vegetables they want us to eat, containing no nutrition at all. Or remember the U.S. military secret race-based testing of mustard gas on more than 60,000 enlisted men? And then there's the CIA's MK Ultra program, in which hundreds of unsuspecting American civilians and military personnel were dosed with LSD, some having the hallucinogenic drug slipped into their drinks at the beach and city bars and at restaurants. There were those Nazi doctors conducting lethal experiments on Jews in concentration camps, not to mention Hitler, Stalin, and all their henchmen. And then we even recruited at least 1,000 Nazis to work in various governments right here in the United States, paid for by our tax dollars. Yes, the FBI, the CIA, and in our Congress and the Pentagon, which, by the way, has just announced they have created a microchip to be placed under the skin to detect COVID or other variants. Our current administration appears to not care about the American people. They are part of the elite upper class that does what the powerful Jesuit-trained globalists demand. And what's going on at our southern borders proves just that. It really is organized crime. And it's very sad what's happening to those poor children. So let me just close with telling you, if you're listening out there and you have never made the biblical Jesus Lord over your life, know that he suffered greatly and sacrificed himself for you. He paid your debt for your sins. He stands at the door of your heart. He's there right now. And he's knocking as he pleads with you to open the door of your heart. And he will come into you and give you peace that passes all understanding. I know you can hear his voice, but he will never force himself on you. Oh, he'll put you in the right situation so that you almost have to think about it. And he can maneuver all that, but you have to ultimately make that choice. It's your move right now. You can be the beneficiary of this magnificent love story written in blood on a wooden cross. Just do it while there is yet time, because he really is returning. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 6. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom, that peace that passes all understanding, and that joy that you can get through anything knowing what your future holds. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, Jerusalem that is, well, you're going to prosper. Shalom till next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.